Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that tries to get to the bottom, or the smelly bottom, of your issues.
It's a podcast, and we believe that no one's born with a smelly bottom. It's the things that happen to us along the way.
So join us as we interview different guests each week, trying to work out what their problem is, and then solving it.
And you might learn something at home. And welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
To which degree does your butt stink?
If you were here with us, you would smell him. Absolutely reeks.
Have
of
you
stuff.
Heard of crystal?
I didn't.
Healing.
I thought that you said you'd not met your father, and now you're.
Well,
pushing
should we give
her
some advice on how to be more confident?
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does, and then speak to that vagina instead. Hello and welcome to Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty, episode 902. I'm a certified doctor who studied for years to get a doctorato.
And I did a colour therapy course at a church hall in Walton-on-Thames.
And joining us today?
Flitwick Barber.
Flitwick Barber.
How are you spelling that?
F-L-I-T-W-I-K-K.
I thought there was a W.
I'm too tired.
Yeah,
I'm too tired.
Spelling is tiring.
All those numbers, I mean letters. Claire Gares on the radio. Now, I believe, what's your name again?
Flitwick.
Flitwick. Should we write that down?
It's also a place.
It is a place.
A place and a name. What is in a name if it's not a place? And I believe you're a little doggy.
Yeah.
Yes, we've got our very own dog in the studio today.
Yes. First dog on the show. Yeah.
Yes, many people say that all dogs' arseholes smell, but you have got a unique smell, haven't you?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk us through that?
It's horrid.
Horrid smell.
Yeah.
Clumpy fur and sort of damp smell. Are you a damp dog?
Would you say? Always wet.
Mm. A little wet doggy.
And of course, when your arsehole is wet for so often, it does start to sting, doesn't
it? Yeah. And when I do a fart, because I don't have any cheeks, so it's just a.
Right.
Oh, I think one of your friends is outside.
One of my friends is here.
I
told them to wait for me outside. Be really honest.
Yeah.
He wants to come in.
Can you teach an old dog new tricks?
Yes.
Okay.
So what new tricks can we teach you?
Any really.
Catch?
Can
you catch a ball? Can you catch a ball?
Yeah, I can try.
Okay, can you catch it in your paws or your mouth?
Mouth.
Yeah. Can you throw a ball?
No. Oh. Mm. I could kick one.
Can you sit?
Yeah.
Sit.
Oh.
Good girl.
Thank you.
Can you...
Do I get a treat?
No. Can you... The treat is life itself. Mm. How long is your life expectancy?
12.
12?
12 years.
12 short years. 12
That's
long
not long
years.
Enough, is it?
No.
I'm probably going to live till I'm 90.
Going to get it all done
I'll
in 12 years?
I'll be long gone. I hope to get some things done. Yeah, there's a few things that I want to do before I go.
What are your big plans?
I'd love to go on a hen do.
It's
lovely.
Yeah, I've always thought that would be nice.
Because actually it's true. It's like I've been on 4 terrible hen do's and I've never seen a dog on a hen do.
No,
and actually
you don't.
That could jazz things up a little bit.
Who's going to be on the hen do then?
Ooh, maybe you?
The Spice Girls?
Oh yeah, that would be good.
The Spice Girls are there.
Mm.
Have you met the Spice Girls?
No.
Would they think it was a bit strange you inviting them on a hen do?
I don't know until I try, so I'll just have to...
Well, a dog is a man's best friend.
And a woman's.
And a woman's. And if you want to be my lover, you better get with my friends.
Dog.
Dogs.
Dog friends.
Yeah.
And Sporty Spice? I think she'd be the most open to it.
Yeah.
Could you see yourself running around with Sporty Spice?
Yeah. I saw her once in Holland Park.
Hmm.
And...
You could have asked her about the hen do then. Missed the opportunity. You've only got 12 years to live. You've got to get in there.
I panicked.
Why is your bottom so dirty? Who is it that hurt you?
So, why don't you tell us about your owners?
My mum and dad.
Oh.
Well, are we talking about your doggy mum and dad? Or your human mum and dad?
My only mum and dad. I've just got one of each.
Okay.
Have they got hands?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are...
Two hands each, four-handed family.
So we are talking about humans?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so do you think you came from them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. That's interesting.
I do look different to them, but I don't know how, but I don't question it.
Well, I guess dog is God backwards. We all know that.
Mm.
So ours is not to judge.
I need a poo.
Do you need a poo? Yes.
This show does bring things up, like, it does bring it up. You know, you're talking about your emotions, you're talking about some deep-seated stuff.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite Spice Gal, etc.
Mm.
It's going to let, you know, it's going to be knocking at the door, as it were.
Should I do it now?
No.
Yeah, let's see if you can keep it in.
I'll try.
But if you need to go? Well, she's going, yeah. That is a different smell, isn't it? Oh, dear.
That's why I don't like dogs, actually.
Yeah.
That and that, just the faces and the two ends of it really is not.
Can I have a treat?
Are you finished?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think we should reward pooing. Perhaps later on in the show, if you do something that warrants a treat, we'll pop something in your mouth.
I normally get a treat if I do a high five.
Okay.
Oh. You do a high five and we'll see if you get a treat. Okay. Oh, that is actually very good. Do you want a poster?
Of?
Well. Celine Dion.
Yes, no, Celine Dion,
of course. I don't like Celine Dion.
Well,
what's wrong with Celine Dion? She's French and Canadian.
No, I don't like her.
Oh. Okay.
I cry at her music.
It's very moving. It is very, very moving.
Do you not like to cry, doggy?
Oh.
Oh. Just the mention of Celine Dion.
Oh.
I cry when I see Celine Dion, but just because I know she won't be with us very much. And she's had her doggy years times 10, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
She won't be with us much longer, and that's why we've really got to make the most of Celine Dion.
Posters
everywhere. Well, do I know her in a friendship way? No. Do I know her on a soul group level? Yes.
What's a soul group?
Ha. Huh. Hmm.
Huh.
Ha.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually know.
Soul group?
A soul group. A soul group is who you're sort of reincarnated with, etc.
Oh, right.
Yes.
So this family of yours, the Pandians, mm-hmm. Is that what they're called?
Barbers.
Right.
Oh. That's the surname.
Barbers.
They've got normal names, Tom and Jill.
Tom and Jill Barber?
Yeah. And I'm Flitwick.
Now, Flitwick, when...
Can't get comfy.
Can't get comfy?
Can't get comfy.
Okay. Spreading your legs everywhere, aren't you?
Yeah.
Out on all fours.
It's often quite... After you go for a poo, it is quite... I like to have a bath.
After a poo?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. If I can get a bath in after a poo.
Yeah, it's not always possible, I suspect.
Not always possible.
If you're out for dinner, etc., you can't go home for a bath.
Yes, if you popped into the Burger King toilets to have a poo, you can't then ask them for a bath.
And what about a bidet? We've never talked about bidets on this show, and I think now's the time. Do you have a bidet at home?
A bidet.
Yeah.
No, I've not got a bidet, actually.
You've got a sink, though.
Thank you.
Dare to drink. Okay.
Do you know any other dogs?
Can you rub my tongue?
Okay, well, if you're giving me permission to rub your tongue...
Can you rub my tongue, Tom?
Do you think it's going to help the issue here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I can't get comfy. Rub my tongue, Tom.
I'll rub your tongue. Here we go.
Yeah. Can you do it? Can you properly do it?
You want to actually rub the tongue?
Because I can see that you're not actually.
Okay.
A bit harder.
Oh yeah.
And that's nice to see.
Oh, thank
you. A dog and a man being friends.
That's actually lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah, I liked that.
Now I'm comfy.
Now, but what was the point of that?
Just to relax.
Just to relax you. Yeah. So there was no sort of medical issue there.
Some people have a doobie, some people have a rub of the tongue,
I feel like I got tricked into touching you. I regret this, I once told someone that I had a lemon meringue pie at my apartment. And she got back, and obviously it was a lie.
What did she have?
Oh.
Well, I didn't have anything.
So what we've got there is a very hungry girl at your apartment. And then what happened? Dr. Benjamin Jones, and then what happened? Do fill us in.
She
got her own meringue pie,
I told her she just, got to calm down, Just locked her in the cupboard until she promised she wouldn't tell anybody. Now I'm telling anyone, so I'm owning my truth. Thank you very much.
Relationships.
What do you think about relationships, interspecies relationships? Would you have a relationship?
I've got a boyfriend.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Let's hear about him. So you got a boyfriend? Okay.
A dog or man?
Non-dog, actually.
Okay.
Oh, right.
But it's a human?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I need to lie down.
You do get tired.
Oh, God, I'm so tired.
Yeah. Do you like a fire? Do you like a hot fire?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always wondered. It's nice to be able to ask the dogs a question you always wondered.
Yeah, you can ask me anything. Right?
I mean...
Do you like a bath? Oh, I bet you love to run in the water.
Yeah.
You know, the lake or the stream or the pond, a muddy pond.
I run towards it, I get scared, and then I try and talk myself into going in, but I haven't quite managed to go in fully to the water.
Dogs have challenges too, you know. Let's break through those challenges. Let's break them down and break through.
Yeah.
Do you like to chase your tail?
Pardon?
Do you like to chase your tail?
Oh, good question, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Sometimes.
A bit indifferent to it, though.
Yeah, it's hard to find because it's quite short.
Do you feel like you've outgrown that? Would you say as a pup you were chasing your tail and now as a teenager you feel more, you've done that, you've been there,
I've
and now it's
onto
human men?
Yeah, I sometimes... What is...
very angry.
Can you stop scratching at your bits while you're talking, just because it is distracting?
I just need to
I'm not bothered by it.
I can't actually reach my...
Dr. Benjamin Jones?
Ear. Could you do my ear?
Okay, I feel like I might be getting tricked again here.
Do my ear.
Little itchy boy.
Yes, thank you.
Lemon meringue pie.
Why don't you use some headphones and you'll hear us more clearly?
How does your smelly bottom affect your life?
I would say not much.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so why are you here?
I think it's because everyone else sniffs my bum.
So it does affect your life. It affects you in the way that people are smelling your bum without invitation.
So people are up there a lot of the time. You've got noses from other dogs, etc. up there.
And you sniff their bums,
too?
I do.
And you want to keep your side clean. I get that.
Yeah.
And what do you smell when you sniff their bottoms? Is it a similar smell to yours?
They're all very different brands, but I think mine's probably the best. That's probably why I get so many sniffs.
So you've got a nice smelling bottom.
I think so.
We're getting a few mixed messages here, aren't we, Dr. Benjamin Jones?
I'm starting to think, if you don't mind, Flitwick, that you've just come here to show off.
Yeah.
And attract some more attention.
Where's the issue?
It's
here?
Not really a problem for me, but I just wanted to meet you guys.
We've got a doggy stalker on our hands, I think.
And get your ear scratched, etc., by Dr. BJ.
Yes, and Tum Tum.
Okay, well, sometimes people come in and they're not ready to admit the problem they have.
They don't want to do the work.
Ah.
It's like I always say, don't play with fireworks inside, but do the inner work.
Thank you. She does say that a lot. Mm. Just because you don't think there's something wrong with you doesn't mean...
I'm tired.
Yes, very tired.
Stretch.
Very sleepy.
Do you do yoga? Doggy yoga?
Downward dog.
Downward dog.
Downward dog. So why are you so tired today, do you think?
Oh, just probably this journey.
Oh, you walked here?
Yes.
I bet that was fun for you.
Yeah, it was quite fun.
You've only got little legs, haven't you?
I've got little legs. It's quite a long way.
Have you ever had a tumour?
No.
Okay.
But that is what I might die of.
I suppose we all could if we ask ourselves honestly.
Yeah.
We have touched death a little bit.
Oh, I'm just moving around.
That's okay.
I just need a little move. I just need to move
it's
around.
All right. It's annoying staying still, isn't it, all the time?
Yes, I like to, boring.
I'll have a little move around as well. Shuffle my shoulders there.
Are you a slobberer when you get an old toy? Do you slobber all over it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wet toys.
Wet toys, damp dog.
So, nice bum.
Nice bum. Lovely bum. Yeah. Lovely bum. To a dog.
Yeah.
So tell us more about your boyfriend, because I think there might be an issue here.
Yeah, oh. I think there might be an issue here, actually.
Really?
With your human boyfriend, yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Although I did hear a story once about and a dog. Well, the late his wife and a dog. But, you know, you've got to let people be free and live their lives. I'm not judging.
Yeah, sometimes it's good to try something, and then only after trying it, you can discover you don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like ravioli.
I don't like bananas.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I like bananas and ravioli, but I don't like with animals that I know of. But again, you know, I haven't tried, to be fair. Mm. And I always thought it would be quite nice with a dolphin, very romantic and spiritual.
Yeah.
Slippy.
Very slippy. Slip in, slip out. I would probably, and don't judge me on this, I probably would have sex with a dolphin.
Yeah.
Not Claire Kess.
No. It's absolutely fine. It's important to try things. I once masturbated over a horse. I ejaculated and realised that I felt disgusting afterwards. It wasn't for me. But I had to go through the process. Now,
we're getting it all covered today.
Yeah. So let's talk about your boyfriend.
Yes. Well,
was a horse in the room? Or you just...
No, it was just in a field. Just me, a
real horse, not a video of a horse.
No, it was a real horse.
Ah, now, because everything's okay in fantasy. You know, you think of the idea like, oh, it'd be very romantic with a dolphin, etc. We'll probably connect on some other level.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, face to face with the dolphin.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was 25, the horse was side on, and I was carrying a carrier bag in one hand, and then just
your
the other
penis
hand.
In your other hand?
Yep, so there was a little bit of a rustle.
Oh dear.
And,
was the horse scared or into it?
Horse didn't move.
Now, how old was the horse?
Difficult to say.
Mm.
An old stallion.
Mm.
I know a couple of horses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ever fucked one?
No.
A dog and a horse. Now, that's a film I'd like to see.
I would like to ride a horse, actually, but I mean sit on top.
Oh, lovely.
Sit on it.
A dog riding a horse is, I mean, that would do very well on YouTube.
Yeah.
Have you seen little animal videos on YouTube? They do very well.
Mm. We could do one now of me.
Well, we need a horse.
Mm. What would be better, a horse with a dog's head or a dog with a horse's head?
And we're asking the big questions today on why is your bottom so dirty? So if you've got any opinions on this, do call or email in or text us on 8899.
Hotmail, Gmail or Yahoo.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Is this a jingle?
That's another thing I'm thinking I'd like to do one day is get a phone.
Ah.
Yes.
But hard for me because I've just got these paws.
Would you say you're jealous of... It seems like talking to you, because a lot of dogs that I've met are just happy to be dogs.
Yeah.
They're just running around, they're happy to be dogs.
You seem quite bitter.
Mm. I think it's more aspirational.
But a lot of dogs are happy at the moment, aren't they? That's kind of their thing. As a dog, that's their vibe, that's their thing.
Is it because you know that you're only going to be around for about 12 years?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to outlive your children and your children's children.
Yeah.
What about your children's children? They'll all die in my lifetime.
Oh, poor me.
Is that it? Is that what's making your bum smell?
Yeah, maybe.
If I may please diagnose, I think she wants to be a human. That's getting in the way of happiness.
Yeah.
She is lonely.
I can't get comfy. I've got this itch.
She's itchy.
Fleas.
She's got fleas. She's having interpersonal relationships with a human.
I love it.
Why do you love it? It feels very painful, actually. You love my diagnosis, or you love... Yes, okay.
Sometimes I just love moments.
Sometimes I love my job. When I'm like this and I'm hitting every nail on the bloody head...
I just needed a shake.
Are you all shaking now?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's better.
Okay.
What sort of music do you like?
Oh, lovely question.
I like songs. I like to be sang to. So,
do you like the song "Who Let the Dogs Out"?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Oh.
Puppy love.
Come on, Dr. BJ. Come on, Dr. BJ. There's another one in there.
Doggy, doggy, how much is that doggy in the window?
Oh, 3-1.
Claire Care's still here, broadcasting for you.
Why won't you talk about your boyfriend? Enough is enough.
Yes. Well, he...
Does he exist? Why would you lie? Why would you lie about this?
Because she wants to be a human. This is what I'm getting at. She wants to be a human. That's the number one problem. Do I have butt...
Thank you, Claire Cares.
Now, I think we need to move on to... We've got the prognosis. Mm. We have agreed about it for once. We need to move on to the cure.
Claire, are you suggesting that when Flitwick told us... that her parents were human. Are you suggesting that she was lying?
Lying.
Is that what you're suggesting?
No.
It's a bold accusation.
No, I think she's got carers who are human, and I think hope...
I am still here.
Oh, hello, Flitwick.
Hello.
Now, we will give you a treat if you tell us the truth. Are your parents... humans or dogs?
Or dancers.
Oh.
Are we human or are we dancers?
Dancers, yeah.
Probably.
There's a treat depending on this.
And it's a poster of Paul Simon.
Human or dogs?
Human.
I think you're a little liar.
She's beyond doubt.
One of each?
It could be one of each. But I don't know if I'm buying it.
I've already set the prognosis and told you she lying to our eyes. By the way, if you spy some sexual tension in the studio, it's because I'm on a new birth control and it is playing havoc with my testosterone. So I think it's fair to say that I am flirting with myself. What just wrecked the psych?
What just wrecked the psych?
Psychology.
If you wouldn't mind, Flitwick, I'm going to ask you some questions now.
I am tired, but...
Some psychology questions, okay. Yeah, okay. You're a very sleepy little dog, aren't you?
Yeah.
Now, you've just sat down for your favourite meal.
Yeah.
Can you describe what it is?
Ham.
I guess spaghetti bolognese, bag bowl.
No.
Next question. You need the toilet.
Yeah.
We've seen evidence of that today.
Yeah.
Do you, and I think I know the answer, do you wait till you get into a Cavicosta toilet or something like this and pretend you're buying a purchase? Or do you just drop it on the floor no matter where you are?
I don't go in shops.
Okay.
That's interesting. So, okay, fine. We're getting there. We're getting there, aren't we?
Shops. No.
Don't go in shops.
If you saw a blind man, would your instinct be to guide him or to kick him or her?
Kick.
Kick.
Oh, okay.
Oh, interesting.
That is interesting.
I don't think that's human or dog trait.
I would be scared of his stick. But I'd...
Would you want to fetch the stick?
I'd circle it.
Huh?
I'd go around it.
Okay, you're travelling to Jersey. Air, land or sea?
What is Jersey?
That's enough. That's enough, actually.
Enough. Okay, well, I think we've totted up the answers.
Yeah.
And it turns out you are a dog who wants to be more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got ideas above your station, and it's making you... It is making your butt stink because you're not happy with what you've got. You've got to look around and have gratitude. Gratitude for a bone or...
Yeah.
Gratitude for a tail, heaven knows.
Gratitude for attention.
Gratitude for a little ruffle of the feathers.
Or a treat.
Or a treat. The Celine Dion poster.
Or a food one.
So let's try that again where I give you a Celine Dion poster and you say, fucking yes, thank you very much.
Doesn't have to have a doggy swear.
Sorry, it's near the end of the day and Claire Cares hasn't done her self-care. I didn't massage my neck today. I usually give myself a massage and a positive mantra and a mist out of my morning routine. Sometimes also I try to make my breasts grow by telling them that they're big. And I forgot. Which is why I look a little flat-chested today.
What are you talking about, Claire Kerrs?
Okay.
One thing we haven't established, though, which I think is something that's been peppering this discussion, is your lethargicness.
Yeah.
So why do you think you're so tired?
Have you ever tried energy tablets?
Oh, no.
What are you tired of? Okay, you're on a treadmill.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the treadmill...
What's a treadmill?
A treadmill is a machine that makes you... you have to keep on running.
Swim. Like swimming.
Like swimming, yeah.
Yeah.
But more like running.
Can't get comfy.
And at the end of the treadmill, there is a television. At the end of the treadmill, there's a television.
Yeah.
Okay? How long do you think you're going to be running on the treadmill before you give up on the television?
2 seconds.
Okay. Now, same scenario. But this time...
Treat.
End of the treadmill.
Yeah.
Is a poster of Celine Dion.
No.
How long are you lasting?
1 sec. I'll see the poster and walk away.
My heart will go on.
Oh.
But the doggy won't. Okay, well, you're absolutely fucked.
Yeah.
And we'll leave it there, I think.
Oh, no.
But the good news is, your life is terrible, but the good news is you'll probably only be alive another 4 years.
Yeah.
So when you think about it, not a lot to complain about.
Yeah,
and there's the gratitude.
There's the gratitude. Just 4 more years of being annoyed
tired.
That you're a dog.
Yeah.
4 more years of unhappy doggy life unless you switch that frown upside down and decide to embrace your tail to nose.
Doggy gonna die soon.
Doggy gonna die soon.
Put the doggy down.
Oh,
reverse psychology. I like it.
Yeah.
Yes, you're gonna be put down. So and then they'll enjoy their
you're
life.
Be in the gutter. Oh.
When people have near death experiences, they were suicidal before. They
yes.
often then reclaim their life.
Stupid dog.
You're gonna be put down, little mutt.
We're gonna kill you, little mutt.
Oh,
we're gonna let all the mice
you
chew on your flesh.
Back next week and let us know if that's worked.
It might be okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, a lovely another episode, and tune in next week when we'll be having a human on the show.
That will be nice.
I hope you catch my fleas.
I'm a bit itchy.
Well, it's goodbye from Flitwick.
Yeah.
Goodbye from
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
And goodbye from Claire.
And me. Oh, I'm tired.
much for listening. It means so much to us. And
we do like it when you listen.
And we like it more if you're going to tell a friend. Tell someone at the bus stop. WhatsApp someone.
Talky to you, the people around you.
Gossip about the show.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.